The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's bye. We're back in the saddle again. Hey, it's Thursday, the 8th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Hey, what national day is it?
It is National Crossword Solvers Day. I do like me a good crossword.
Well, you know what? In the Sunday paper at the Record Searchlight, I used to love that, the crossword.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had the answer there in the paper. So, you know, because you get a little frustrated. And things.
Yeah.
Well, they changed the crossword, so now it's in the next week's paper. Now, who keeps the paper to the next? It just took away one of the last remaining favorite parts of that paper. Right then. And I called. I said, hey, look, why'd you change that? Well, they don't change it. It's the mothership.
Yes.
The mothership changes it, yeah.
Exactly. 42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're only going to get to a high of 46 today. Chance of showers. And then showers likely tonight in low of 33. On Friday, rain, snow likely, and then showers likely, high of 46, a low of 40. On Saturday, showers, a high of 49. Saturday night, a low of 39. And on Sunday, showers again, a high of 48 and a low of 32. Chance of showers, and then mostly cloudy on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny. And a little bit of a break, a high of 51, low of 30. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny and 49. Tuesday night, we're going to get back to showers again. So it looks like we're going to get some rain. It's coming in small bits, and that's good. It's not washing out the soil and doing much harm at this time. And they're getting a lot of snow up in the mountains. So that's
all
what
good.
We need.
It's all good. We had a kind of a light fire year, and now we're having a great snow year. That's going to be super.
That would be incredible. The weather is always brought
to
us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Well, our election year is finally finished.
Yeah.
It appears. So Michael DeQuisto was elected mayor last night of...
dust up there to start the year.
And then it starts off, though, with a fight.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just... Hey, let's just start over with a clean slate.
Yeah.
Nope, it doesn't do that. Julie Winters read a prepared statement that said, you know, that Mike was a horse thief, that he abused animals, and that he doesn't live in okay, I'm making those up, you know, but okay. I had to stop because Trisha's eyes had gotten really big. Okay, I was just kidding about that. You know, no, she didn't say that, but she did say that he wasn't going to spend enough time to be the mayor. He didn't live here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Mike came back and said, you know, I'm not going to roll around in the mud with you. And so that's that. So he was elected 4-1 to be the mayor. Now, they then went on to the South City Park question.
Yeah.
And it appears that for the first time, we had our first 3-2 vote. And the three were two of the new people and Julie Winters. Wait a minute. Yeah, it had to be. It was Julie and Mark Mazzano, who've been studying this thing for a long time, said, nope, we need to, one, we don't have the money for all this. Where's all this money coming from that it's going to take to do that? And two, it's just, you know, they didn't think that Kim Niemer was going to be able to do it based on what she's done in other big projects like Big League Dreams and the soccer park, which she managed to drive into oblivion and, you know, and had to be rescued by REU and all this. And the three that opposed it were Munns, Odette, and Winters.
Who Who supported it.
Who supported it.
Yeah.
All, you know what? And so for the first time, you had the Bethel 3.
Is that it?
Well, they're...
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, telling. I'm just stating the truth here. It may have nothing to do with the fact that they all go to Bethel. It may just be as they all believe that South City Park should be made into this huge complex that it will be a watering hole for homeless. And
you know, I think the thing that bothers me the most is we continually, if we're having serious discussions, you do a poll, you talk about anything to anybody, the thing that people are most concerned about, most want government to do, is safety. They want their streets to be safe. They want more police on the street. They want the prisoners locked up. If you can't make a community safe, building parks and walking paths and all of those things that you can't use because it's not safe to be there.
Pickleball courts.
It is a waste of time and effort. We have lots of parks in the city of Reading. Go around and look at them, and they're not being used, first off. We get rid of them from time to time, and they get repurposed because they're not. All these little pocket parks, they take so much maintenance, so much time. If they took that money and invested it in trying to solve the homeless problem, the crime problem, the petty theft problem, get your community safe and then worried about places for people to play in the park.
It's going
to
be years before they can do it anyway, but you know, it's kind of funny that they want to spend this kind of money on this. And you know, and frankly, I mean, I don't know Kim Niemer. I mean, I don't. We've invited her on the show many times, and she has refused to come on for whatever reason. I can just say is that seeing Big League Dreams and what's happened to that, and then the soccer field, which, you know, what happened there, and then now this thing that's going to be a huge, I mean, who's in charge of this? And it's Kim, the library. And other surrounding grounds there. In South City Park, nothing was, you know, that place had been taken away from the public until a fence was put up by Rick Bassetti. He got the funding for it. I mean, he got, you know, I mean, the whole thing. And finally, they were able to take back South City Park. And how'd they take Nurpon back? They fenced it in. And then now we've got the police. We finally have enough police to start putting out there on as the park patrol, you know, the park rangers. You know, maybe that's a help, but you know, they say that there's enough baseball fields for kids, and yet all the little league people showed up and said it wasn't. Yeah, I just find it interesting that you know, the first thing that happens is in our new city council is they put us in the hole for several million dollars.
Well, and I, like I said, I look at it, and every time I think of a park or a walking path, and I know those are great things. They're wonderful in a community.
Oh, they are.
But if you're not safe in your community, I know a lot of people who won't use the walking trails anymore.
Well,
I mean, there's been some bad stuff happening. And on a regular basis, which they don't report, all those places where people are walking, if you don't leave anything in your car. Just don't leave anything in your car.
We had a patrol, head of the patrol division on from Reading Police Department yesterday. And he said there's not a lot. He says people walking on the trail, they don't get very many reports at all. But you're right. Don't leave anything in your car because it can be a targeted area. But people along the trails, because they've got their patrols out on, you know, with bicycles and walking patrols and everything else. You know, they've enhanced that. So anyway, we got to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is the premier community bank around town here. They've been in business for 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do our business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I have great experiences with them. They have 4 branches, 1 in Anderson, the newest branch, 2 right here in town, and 1 in Red Bluff. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
JastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Christmas is in the air, and we would like to invite you to bring your little ones to meet Santa on December 8th prior to our live broadcast of Heroes of the North State. Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can tell Santa what's on your wish list. Meeting Santa is a live, free event made possible by our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Fire Water Supply, Emergency Water Supply, and My Umbrella Marketing. For more information, visit MyUmbrellaMarketing.com and click on Toys for Tots Toy Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. That's right. You got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:19 in the morning, and it's the 8th of December, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're having their big sale.
I know,
right,
this is the time
now.
Of year.
It's that time of year right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. You can get everything there from watches repaired to batteries replaced to old pawn, Native American to
custom jewelry.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful stuff. They've got a lot of state jewelry, turquoise.
You name it.
It's there.
We've bought some stuff there. That's incredible. Very reasonable prices. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday. Now, let's go to the phones. Betty, did I get that right?
Yes.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Well, I just heard that there are three people on the council from Bethel Church. And I didn't know that. I don't know who is or who isn't. But I want to explain to you about Bethel Church. It is a part of a seven mountain mandate. I don't know if you call it society or what you want to call it. There are mega churches all over the world are part of this. And there, the seven mountain mandate is they take control of seven things in a city. Well, and I'll list them. The church is first, then family, then business, then education, and then art and entertainment, and then science, medicine, and media, and then government. So they go into all these areas, and they start, you might call it take over. This is the plan, and you can look it up, Google it, Seven Mountain Mandate. Their goal is not a bad one. Their goal is to bring the kingdom of God down to earth. And they think if they control all these seven things that Christ will come down. Jesus Christ will come down to the world. If they do this, all over the world. That explains it. So I know this for a fact because there's other churches in other states and other parts of the world. So they're getting into the government. I see there's probably other areas of the town of Redding or the Shasta County.
Well, I would say it's not going to be the last time that you're going to see Bethel people being elected. They vote they vote in block, like unions and teachers and groups do. They vote in block.
Well, that's because there's seven mountains.
Yeah,
seven mandates that they're doing. And that is the reason.
Okay.
It's almost communism in reverse, kind of, And it's
okay.
That's what it is about.
All right. Well,
so
thank
everybody
you.
Everybody can research that for themselves, and they can find out.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the phone call.
Thanks for the phone call.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Yeah. Oh no, I've read about that.
Oh, I have too.
I mean, Seven Mountains.
I also have, and I would say again, I personally know nothing about the organization.
Yeah, I've never been. I went to a tour through it one time, and was the one thing I really remember was that bookstore. They had one little bookstore there on campus that did like $1 million worth of business, which seems like
Seems like a lot. Well, and I know people. I've been close with people who are a part of Bethel. I had I have one relationship with a little gal from Germany that I met in a very mysterious way on a plane ride coming back to Reading, and we ended up being very good friends. I still am in touch with her, and she came 2 years or 3 years here to Bethel to do the study and everything. Mm-hmm. And she's a missionary and a lovely little gal. But other than that, I don't really know anything about him. And most of my association with the people from Bethel, when I find out they are from Bethel, it's because I'm having a meeting with them about a business. Mm-hmm. We've had several of them on the radio here with us when they come to town. Yeah. They start new businesses.
Oh, no,
they seem to be very much a positive part of the community.
Yes.
I don't agree or disagree with people who have a problem with Bethel.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
It's questions about Bethel because you're right. They start new businesses. They're bright and sunshiny and all these things.
We also, we have other organizations in this community that have a big control of what goes on in Shasta County and Redding.
We do.
Oh, absolutely.
Nick, what say you?
Well, I wanted to go back to the South City Park issue. Okay. I was at the city council meeting probably about a year or so ago when Rick Bozzetti was there, along with Les Melberg. And Rick asked the council for $1.5 million of the ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan Act, as seed money. And they had a plan to develop the whole of South City Park. I talked to Les, two or three months later, and told him how much I liked their plan, and he told me that Ken Niemer had put the kaput to it. Les told me that they had $10 million private funds lined up. They had a wonderful plan for South City Park, and it appeared to me that the city didn't want somebody else doing it, that they wanted to do it their own way. My point is that could have been developed at just about minimal cost to the taxpayers, and, you know, the city turned it down for some reason.
Now, Nick, did that South City Park plan, did that include everything they're including in this thing they're doing now?
No.
It included more.
Well, it had, but it didn't have, like, the pickleball.
No, but the same area.
Yeah, the same area, but yeah, they were talking about
it. She asked me. It included the same area. It had.
Did you just say that?
Excuse me?
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It included the whole area. It had a big screen over there where at the southwest corner they were going to have movies and all that kind of stuff on there. It probably didn't include Pickle Park or Pickleball. I don't know, but the city could put pickleball anywhere, and there was a ton of pickleball players there. But anyway, I just think it was very deficient of the city to turn that down and stick their nose up at it, especially the failures they've had when you look at Big League Dreams and a lot of the other things. So that's all I wanted to bring to your attention.
I think you make a good point, Nick, because in the break I was explaining to Carl, you know, the Anderson River Park in the city of Anderson is, you know, part of that's fish and wildlife land, fish and game, whatever. And part of it's the city of Anderson. But all of the soccer fields, baseball fields, barbecue pits, all of those different things over the years at KC Grove have all been developed with a public-private kind of thing. Soccer League came to the city of Anderson. They loaned the money to start it, and then the soccer league paid back through candy sales and concession and what have you. So everything that's been built in the Anderson River Park pretty much to this point has been a cooperative effort between the citizens and the city, and not at a lot of expense. Taxpayer money has not been spent on most of it.
There would have been absolutely no headache to the city if they would have let Rick Bozzetti take over that project. And another point is that South City Park wasn't usable until Rick Bozzetti stepped in.
No, it absolutely wasn't. It took him being assaulted in the park till they started, and then they put the fence around it. Okay, Nick, thanks a lot. I was going to mention the movie screen and that. And
yeah.
He said, okay.
Oil and water.
I still can't read that, Liam. You know what? We need new markers.
We need new markers.
God, who is it?
Dolores.
Dolores. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling because I was wondering if you maybe when you get a chance get Kathy E. Darnan in on your radio and ask her why it took so long for the election to be all the votes to be counted, and then second, the public to know that Kathy Darnan is making some rules. I'm not sure what's going on, but I guess some of the people who got elected to school boards, they were told that they need to be sworn in privately before they got sworn in front of everybody before, you know, in the next meeting. But I don't understand that because when I was elected years ago, I never had to go through that. So something doesn't sound right for them to be called in and say that you need to be sworn in privately. The voters voted for these people, and they should be sworn in front of the people, not privately.
Okay.
Were you aware of that?
Nope.
It wasn't a different process. We used to do the swearing in. I would agree with Dolores because I just was reelected to the Anderson Fire Protection District. Uh-huh. And we used to do those swearings in at the next regular meeting. And we did this, actually. They sent me the paperwork, and I did it in front of the city clerk because you need to do it in front of a notary.
Yeah.
And so we did it that way. But quite frankly, Dolores, I never thought anything about it because our fire district is, you know, they're very – rarely anybody there or at the meetings, so I didn't think about it. But you're right; that is a different way than we've ever done it before.
Oh, well, we'll ask her. Okay.
Yeah, and ask her why. Also, why is a superintendent is swearing the new elect board members instead of the board member president?
Well, anybody can. I mean, you know, we used to have for years. I was always, I think all the times I was, the four terms that I served on the Board of Supervisors, I believe Judge Eaton was the one that swore us in every time. I know the first three were.
Okay, Dolores, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? Yes, it has been raining, but when it doesn't rain, the first thing you should do is run down to or drive over.
I did it yesterday.
To Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Because the car gets icky, and I don't like it.
That's right. And at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. And how about this for stocking stuffers? Okay, guys? If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, and you get 3 free wash coupons. What great presents to give at Christmas.
Absolutely.
From Quick and Clean Car Wash. I mean, your car comes out looking great. The people there are friendly. It doesn't take you all day. And in, out, sit in your car, zip, clean. It's great. Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Eureka Way. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. But don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Celebrate the holidays with us and come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play in the $55,000 Pick Your Present Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe daily to win free slot play, entries, or prizes. Weekly drawings every Friday starting at 7 p.m. 5 winners every half hour win free slot play. 5 winners at 9 p.m. win $500 cash and choose a bonus present from under the tree. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Christmas is in the air, and we would like to invite you to bring your little ones to meet Santa on December 8th prior to our live broadcast of Heroes of the North State. Between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can tell Santa what's on your wish list. Meeting Santa is a live, free event made possible by our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Fire Water Supply, Emergency Water Supply, and My Umbrella Marketing. For more information, visit myumbrellamarketing.com and click on Toys for Tots Toy Drive.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Good morning. Hey, 7:36 in the morning here on the 8th of December. This Fortune Show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. Two divisions in her company, Insurance and Financial Management. If you need a second opinion, and we all do, on your retirement plan or 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. On the line is our newest elected Board of Supervisor, Chris Kellstrom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Chris.
Congratulations, buddy.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the fact that it was a more above the board type of election campaign.
Absolutely. My opponent was very honorable, and I've told him numerous times how much I appreciate that, and I'd like to think that I did the same. So, but that's not why I'm calling.
That's not what you're calling for, though. I know what you're calling for.
Yes. So I want to talk about the Preston Sharp fundraiser that is this Saturday at the Anderson VFW. So this young man, we need to help him out. He has paid for all of his own flags and flowers through donations and help from other people, 300,000 of them in all 50 states at this point. So we're having a fundraiser for him so he doesn't have to worry about the his flags and flowers and the cost and all that stuff for another year or so. So VFW, 6 o'clock dinner, 4 o'clock doors open. In Anderson, there's still some tickets available. PrestonSharp.net is the easiest way to do it. Hit the red donate button, and if you donate $80, we know that's two tickets or 300 is a table or whatever. So there's tables left. We got some awesome stuff in the live auction. I'm hearing we're going to have a Civil War era revolver. American-made Civil War era revolver will be in the live auction. We have overnight suite stays at Wind River. We just got a pod shelter donated yesterday. We've got golf trips. We've got a ton of stuff in the live auction. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to raise a bunch of money for this young man so he doesn't have to worry about that, and he can just continue to honor veterans every day.
Chris, is there going to be any ability to buy tickets at the door?
You know, Trish, I'm trying to get away from that as much as possible because for the simple reason, I need to give a number to the caterers. And
right.
If I give the number to the caterers that there's 200 and then 240 people show up, but then we have a problem. If I tell them there's 240 people that are going to show up and only 200 show up, we have another problem. So I'm going to try to get away from tickets at the door, PrestonSharp.net. It's very easy. Hit the donate button. Donate, you know, however many tickets you want. We will put your name down, and your tickets will be at the door waiting for you. So
you can also do that, can't you, just to donate if you can't make it Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can just donate. Absolutely. So, you know, but honestly, right now, 2 days before the fundraiser, if you donate $100, we're going to assume that you're wanting two tickets and gave a $20 tip. But that's okay because we'll put your name down there, and if you don't make it, then no problem. But your donation will still go through. It all goes to the same thing. It all goes for flags and flowers for this young man.
And he's done a wonderful job, been to the White House several times, but that's not why he did it. He started it to honor his grandfather. and has spread across the nation. What a, you know, he's a fine young man. His mom has been there helping him.
I was out there when he first started, within the first couple of times he did it, and he was such a delight with his enthusiasm, and he's just the real deal. He really is. And I've all watched him mature over the last couple, 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. He's like almost 6 feet tall now.
I know, and it's just a delightful story. I really applaud you for getting involved in recognizing what he's done, and let's reward him for it. I think it's great.
PrestonSharp.net is a way. Yep. If you can't make it, you can still buy tickets.
Absolutely. You can also call me 740-744-4539. I'm going to pretty much just tell you go to PrestonSharp.net, but I can bring you tickets if you need me to hand deliver your tickets. I will do that.
Well, there you go, buddy.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks
a lot,
so much, Chris.
You bet.
Hope to see you this weekend.
Bye-bye. All right. Take
Bye.
Care. You know, that's a great fundraiser.
It is, absolutely. And even if you don't think you can go ahead and pay. And then, so you don't show up, you can't make it at the last minute, but at least the donation is there. And it really is something that when we have young people in our community like that, we need to reward them and make them examples, because that gives us hope for the future.
And this isn't like he's taking this out and spending it on a new car. No, he's using this for flags and flowers and getting from spot to spot to spot.
Exactly. No, he's
there. You go.
And he's such a nice young man. He just
okay.
Genuine nice young man.
Somebody call, but I've got something stuck in my craw here.
Okay.
Bethany Griner, the woman who thinks the United States is a horrible place, is a basketball player, and she wasn't making enough, $700,000 a year wasn't enough, so she was playing in Russia. She came into Russia, and she was carrying with her, I guess, you know, for her vape pen, it had cannabis in it. Now, that's not a big thing in
drugs
America.
Drugs going into Russia.
But it was drugs going into Russia. They made a big thing out of this. Enough so that she was sentenced to 9 years in a penal colony. And, oh my God, rescue me.
Yeah.
Rescue me. Well, the rumor was she was going to be traded for this guy by the name of Victor Bout, a notorious Russian gun dealer dubbed the Merchant of Death. Well, guess what? On Thursday, they exchanged WNBA star Brittany Griner for Victor Bout, the Merchant of Death. He was a former Soviet military officer and translator who was serving a 25-year prison sentence for conspiring to kill Americans, acquiring and exporting anti-aircraft missiles, and providing material support to a terrorist organization. As a result of the efforts made, we managed to agree with the American side to arrange an exchange for Victor Bout for Brittany Griner, because, I mean, she was...
But
there's more to it. There is another American there by the name of Paul Whelan, an American and a former Marine who was jailed in Russia for nearly 2 years under espionage charges in 2018, and his total sentence is 16 years. And yet he was not included in the exchange. Now, USA Today, whom we know is not a real, you know, conservative paper, says this about Bout, that he's fluent in six languages. He's been in custody since 2008, arrest in Thailand. He was nabbed by a sting operation led by U.S. drug enforcement agents in Thailand, posing as members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, a Marxist-Leninist group that conducted an armed struggle against the Colombian government until 2017. Bout declared to undercover agents that the United States was his sworn enemy. He offered to sell them as part of an extensive arsenal of heavy weapons, hundreds of surface-to-air missiles used against U.S. military advisors in the Colombian military. So, he was sentenced to death. International arms trafficking enemy number one for many years, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan said. And we traded him for Brittany.
I know. It makes me and at least they could have done is get that other guy out.
That should have been a twofer.
Well, exactly. Or he should have been first in line. you know, somebody had, well, there you go. She obviously was in line with the administration that we have now. I don't know how they can justify in any stretch of the imagination bringing her back and getting and trading for that. This country is, I wonder if she has anything nice to say now.
Probably
because she
not.
Certainly did not before.
Probably not.
Why
did you wait so long? Look at me, I've lost weight. I was abused.
Yeah.
I was abused. They wouldn't let me watch TikTok.
Yep.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, not every case needs to have a lawyer involved, and he'll tell you that. But if it does, you want somebody that understands the workers' comp laws who's going to fight for you. And Patrick Gorman is that guy. He's like a pit bull when it gets into the case. You need somebody fighting for you. The insurance company's got lots of attorneys. You need Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sam's knows the best place to Christmas shop with a special man in your life is Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Bond. For the best deals on guns and ammunition, camp jeep pellet grills, smokers, inverters, and for hunters, fishermen, and trail riding enthusiasts, the quiet cat electric mountain bike is the best. Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Bond Shop has the top selection, best pricing, and expert knowledge, and their firearm, ammunition, and magazine selection is second to none. This holiday, shop the firearm experts, Delta Hawk Sportsman Gun and Bond, 421 East Cypress Avenue, 530-244-9227, or online at DeltaHawkSportsman.com. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday, financing available.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest at 8 o'clock is supposed to be Paul Doug Jenke,
I think.
But I keep moving him around, and, you know, like last Thursday we were in the national finals.
Yeah.
And I said this Thursday would work out really good. So maybe he's coming in. I don't know if that's him now. Right. Anyway, hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more info about local, state, and federal rebates available. And then Musk and Tesla put out those two semis. Did you see those the other day?
No.
Trucks that can haul 82,000 pounds. That I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, looks like they're coming. Oh, I know who that is. Tonight, by the way, Liam, hop into this. Oh, Liam just left. Tonight, Santa is visiting us here at the station, and at 3 o'clock, people are going to start showing up, and we've got all types of presents, and we've got all types of...
So are you going to be gift-giving tonight?
Gift-giving tonight. Liam, our producer, and Sue McLean are going to be here. Kids are going to be here, and I understand Santa's going to be here. The kids can talk to Santa on the show, and then from from 6 to 7 we have our regular show.
Yeah,
and they can talk about it right then. So when Liam gets back to a microphone, is it start today at 3, buddy?
4 p.m.
Starts today at 4 p.m. Okay,
starts at 4 p.m.
So bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and come in and talk to Santa and pick up some toys.
Nice.
Right here, because we've had a lot of toys brought into us over the last few weeks. So we've been doing that every year. So it's tonight.
All right
here in the station. Yeah, 4
yeah,
o'clock.
That'd be great.
Celine Dion, one of Linda's favorite singers. Oh, my gosh.
Tremendously talented.
Tremendously. Has just made an announcement that she's been diagnosed with a neurological disorder.
Don't you hate it when a word just won't? It just does not come out of you. Now you know how Biden feels.
Yeah. Well, it could be. You know, as you get older, you have a little more sympathy with that guy. Okay, it's been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, which affects something like one in a million people, and it's a rare autoimmune movement disorder that affects the central nervous system, the brain, and spinal cord. And people with this condition first experience a stiffening of the muscles of their trunk, followed over time by the development of stiffness and rigidity in the legs and other muscles in the body, which, of course, is, you know, going to have an impact on singing.
On your vocal cords, absolutely.
On all of that, so... Oh, gosh, that's, you know, Linda.
That is sad. She's such a talented.
Oh, my gosh.
I just recently, I watched a couple of videos with her and Andrew Bocelli.
Uh-huh.
And she's just incredible. She's got such a voice, as you indicated, for such a small person. She's got such an absolute control and range of music that's fantastic.
She is, you know, with a, you know, of course, everything they can do to try and, you know, strengthen her body core and all this. And so she says that I have hope and I'm on the road to recovery, and that's her focus. And all she can do is, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's going to get better, but maybe she can, you know, with physical therapy and other things, can hold it off as long as possible. Yeah. It doesn't say it would kill her, so that's good.
Well,
it just makes her
unable
really,
to move.
Really uncomfortable.
Yeah, a lot of pain.
Oh, wow. So what's been happening with you, Trish? Gosh, it's been weeks since we saw each other.
I know, it's been a strange time. You know, I took that trip to Canada, well, to Montreal and then up through there, and I have to say it was very detrimental to my well-being. It just, you know, didn't turn out like a good, it was everything that could go wrong with a vacation did.
Oh my gosh.
I ended up actually in the hospital in Gaspé, Quebec, and the ship went on without me, and then by the time I caught up with the ship, my luggage got lost someplace in between there because it had come off of the boat with me, off of the ship with me, and then when I went from Gaspé to Montreal, the suitcase did not go from Montreal to Halifax. So here I am back on a, I mean, you got to imagine, I'm on a boat, okay? Not a lot of stuff available, and I have nothing but the clothes I have on my back and my little bit that I had in the carry-on, medication, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm on the boat for 3 days with no clothes, no makeup,
wearing the sweatsuit from their gym and stuff like that.
It was incredible. I mean, it was, and I will say, if you're going to take a cruise, I would very much recommend Windstar. Those people were incredible.
Nice to you?
I mean, they absolutely went out of their way, from the captain all the way down to the busboy. Everybody on that boat knew I had an issue and were there to take care of me. And
that's great.
It was incredible. It really, really was. Medical treatment was great, I would say. You know, I mean, it was not as serious as they thought it was. Obviously.
Thank God.
But it really, the point being, it really kicked me took me a while to recover from all of that and the bad weather and the on and off boats and the luggage and the fire drills. And I mean, I could just go on and on. It was a trip.
Well, the fire
drills,
they have a fire drill right at the beginning.
No, this wasn't a fire. This was in the first night we were in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
We were on the 14th floor of this night.
And they
have a fire alarm, and we go down 433 concrete steps in an old building.
Because they don't
let
you ride the elevator.
No, that's exactly right. So I said, when we got to the bottom of that, I said, okay, if they don't let us go back up on that elevator, I'm going to have to spend the night in the courtyard, because I could hardly make it down the 433 concrete little bitty steps to get down. There was no way I was going back up them.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was an interesting trip.
Not one.
I would repeat anytime soon.
Because, you know, usually you go on these trips to kind of relax. And,
I've been so blessed the last 15, 16 years. I've done a lot of traveling, and I've been blessed with good weather, good accommodations, always had, you know, really good luck on all the things. So I guess I was due, and I got paid back for every nice trip I ever had, and going to stick close to home for a few days and heal.
Well, you know, some things are really strange. You know, like, I don't think we've ever had a bad cruise. We have had cruises before. And we travel with people, you know, mainly Linda's parents, but sometimes with other groups of people, you know, and Ted and Lisa Lighty. You know, I love having them along because they're the perfect people to travel with. You don't have to worry about Ted and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you may be concerned about is did they make it back to be on the ship.
And yeah.
There was
a
couple of times they were running for the gangway. Tom and June, 91, 90. There they are. They are out there every day. And one night we, on the Alaska cruise, we were whooping it up till late in the morning. Tom and June had left earlier. And the next morning, as people were leaving the ship, we weren't. So we kind of missed Juneau, Alaska. I'm not sure what I missed, but I missed it. And I looked outside and there was Tom and June. I just happened to be there at the right time and saw them walking down the gangway. There they go at just like two ever-ready, you know, Energizer bunny rabbits just
I don't. I've done two cruises, the one to Alaska, and then this one was a real small boat. There was only 260 people, passengers, on the boat. There was almost as much crew as there was people. And I thought maybe I'd like that better. I really am not a cruise-orientated person. I don't like being controlled. If a trip that I was in a car or in the motorhome or flying or on a train or any other way, I would have gotten off.
Okay.
Not an option with a boat.
It's not. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back.
I'm a low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. American basketball player Brittany Griner is on her way back home after being freed from Russia in a high-level prisoner swap.
President Biden announced that Griner was released after being detained since February.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release.
Griner was freed after the U.S. released notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. However, American Paul Whelan remains jailed after nearly 4 years in Russia.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
He said the U.S. has not forgotten about Whelan and will never give up in seeking his release. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A source of angst for religious freedom advocates, a so-called Respect for Marriage Act, will come up for a vote today in the House. Among other things, would require the federal government to recognize the validity of same-sex and interracial marriages. Virginia's Republican chief executive wants to reimburse some of those who were slapped with fines for disobeying virus-related shutdown mandates.
Governor Glenn Youngkin says Virginia will stop further enforcement or penalties for violations of COVID-19 shutdown orders. Although it won't apply to violations related to health facilities like hospitals and nursing homes, he's also asking the state legislature and agencies to reimburse some of the fines. In a statement, Youngkin says the fact that businesses are still dealing with COVID-19-related penalties is infuriating. The Republican issued an executive order this week to gather reports on the penalties. He described the actions as draconian overreach by his Democratic predecessor, Ralph Northam. I'm Jennifer King.
The Biden administration is appealing a federal court ruling that paves the way for the end of the Trump-era Title 42 immigration policy later in the month. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 273 points, the NASDAQ 139 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Peruvian prosecutor's office says country's ousted left-wing president is under arrest, charged with rebellion and conspiracy.
Most people have used to this kind of political turmoil in Peru. I mean, Pedro Castillo has been the fifth president they've had in 5 years. So I would say average Peruvians are learning that the country runs no matter what happens between Congress and the government. There have been some clashes between police and Castillo supporters here in Lima. We also heard of people queuing in supermarkets in some places. But I would say it seems that most people are just trying to carry on with their lives and trying to live their lives away from the political crisis.
The BBC's Guillermo Orma reporting from Lima. Iran says it's executed a prisoner who was convicted for a crime allegedly committed during the country's ongoing nationwide protests, the first such death penalty carried out by Tehran. Townhall.com. A huge online retailer is being hauled into court by Washington's top prosecutor.
The D.C. The Attorney General is suing Amazon and its Amazon Logistics subsidiary, alleging the biggest online retailer withheld tips from delivery drivers. Washington Attorney General Carl Racine said the company tricked consumers into thinking they were increasing drivers' compensation when Amazon was actually diverting tips to reduce its own labor costs and increase profits. Racine is seeking penalties for misleading consumers and delivery drivers. In 2021, Amazon reached a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which found Amazon withheld a portion of its tips meant for its Amazon Flex drivers. The company agreed to pay $61.7 million to compensate the drivers. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Repairs to a couple of electric substations damaged by gunfire last weekend in Moore County, North Carolina, have been completed. The lights back on. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's good Thursday. Love Thursday.
8:05
morning.
In the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
What other national day is it today?
This one's a fun one. It's Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
Oh. I am a time traveler.
We all are.
I lived in another century.
I lived in Paris.
You lived in Paris?
I think so.
Hey, here's my question is, how come we were always, you know, famous people? How come I just, oh, yes, I was this and I was that. And, you know, if you lived back in time, and indeed you could have been just a, I could have been César, the shoe trimmer, And, you know, that's how you kind of lived in a little hovel.
I just always, you know, the first time I went to Paris, and I've been many times, I just feel so like that's where I belong. It's very familiar to me.
Okay.
And I think that that's probably where I lived in a previous life. It's 42 degrees in
maybe
downtown.
Maybe you were
ready.
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, I don't know. High today of 48 or 46 and a low of 33. Showers and then partly cloudy this evening. Rain, snow likely on Friday, high 48, low 40. Saturday, showers, high of 49. Saturday night, a low of 39. And the showers are continuing through Sunday. Sunday, a high of 48 and a low of 32. And on Monday, it's going to get a little sun into the system for a couple of days. And then on Tuesday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers. So it looks like this pattern is going to last. If you look throughout the month, it's going to last most of the month with just a few highlights of sun from here, which is one of the things I really like about living in this area, as a matter of fact, is that you don't just get it forever. You get a little reprieve, a little sunshine to get your spirits up and let things dry out a little and then go to it. So let's hope that weather pattern continues about through April. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. All right. Hey, Doug Jenke, this is all my fault, you know, because he has to drive in from Shingletown, and I should have we've talked about it while I was gone, and so he's bumped, but starting next month, starting at the beginning of the year, he is going to be on the first Thursday.
The first Thursday, okay.
Of each month. But we had with the politicians coming through, and then we were gone, all that. There'll be times he gets bumped, but I will try to keep him on there as much as possible.
Well, and this year has been difficult because we did have the two, you know, the elections and the primaries and so many candidates out there and so many local issues to deal with. And, you know, I get a lot of feedback from the community about the fact that they were exposed to all of those candidates through KCNR. And I think a lot of people appreciated that because we have to, as a society, take that responsibility to find out who's running and what they stand for. And that's a great opportunity if they'll take advantage of it. And I know a lot of people did because I've got a lot of comments about how much they appreciate the fact that all of them got aired a couple times and everybody from whatever
anybody
they were
that wanted
for.
To come on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we reached out to some people. And
some chose not to.
Some chose not to. It's like
their choice.
You know, everybody in city government has come on except Kim Niemer. No, I mean, I've got no I had really no opinion about Kim Niemer. I mean, I don't even know the lady.
Her projects are suspect.
But I didn't, you know, frankly, I didn't even know what she looked like till I went to a city council meeting and she gave a report. I just go by what I see happening in the city. Some of the things it seems to me is if you're in charge of a program, then you're in charge of a program.
Part of what I've criticized this for years is I have a firm thing that government should not be involved in private enterprise type of activities, and I know that I just feel strongly that the public should be more involved in government should be limited to our safety. And protecting us and those things that are they can do, parks and all of that kind of stuff. When government controls private businesses, like the property out by the airport, is a perfect example. Look how long it took to develop all of that land down Airport Road by the airport, and then not until they started putting some of that into private hands did those companies build out there. You can't have the government controlling all of that kind of real estate and development, and it just needs to be more private. And I just Big League Farms, or Big League Dreams, that was a debacle from the word go. And many people opposed it, and it's not proven to be tremendously successful.
Well, they're talking about it getting a new facelift and all this other stuff happening this year.
Yeah,
and you know, in the soccer fields.
I'd like to see how much money that costs the city of Reading and the citizens. I'd love to see the actual breakdown on how well that worked out for us.
Well, here's what I want to see is you know, here in the next 6 months. Which way the city is going to be heading in as far as getting some things done. We know how the city has been in support of the of K2 and all the stuff downtown. I think as they should be. But now we're into that big question, the river. What's going to happen in that 24 acres down there with the Civic Auditorium, the rodeo grounds, and all that? They're supposedly going to spend $1 million for, you know, part of the study, you know, for the upgrading of the regular Reading City study anyway, and to see how they can best use the property down there. And I would like to see things happening like, you know, how long is it going to take to even get that started? I know this, the Reading Rodeo Association has plans, but they can't do it unless they get a long-term lease there.
Yeah.
Because if you can't get a long-term lease, you can't make that type of investment in there too.
It's going to be interesting to see how,
you know, put in new seating, to put in, you know, all the kind of stuff it needs to make this. We're already in the top 25, 26 rodeos in the United States. I mean, you know, I know it's hard to believe, but just the way, you know, that our rodeo is set up here, but and it's the second largest money maker for Reading. There's no reason those rodeo grounds can't be used more than once or twice or three times a year, you know, for events.
With the right investment and the thing, you could be having all kinds of concerts there and all kinds of different things. And certainly the Rodeo Association, if you get on there, there's all kinds of opportunities for more events that could come to the local area.
They are a visionary group when it comes to what can be done, and you know, to help our, you know, to help our community and to help our community grow and to bring more people in here. You know, one of the things at the convention we were at is how do you interact with different groups of people? So an example, of course, of that is when you know, people come here to fly fish by the thousands.
Absolutely.
And some were here last year when the rodeo was going on, and they comped them some tickets, these four or six guys. They came over. They had such a great time. Now, next year or this year or this coming year, they're going to make their fly fishing trip, come in, bring their families, and come in here not only to fish but also to attend the rodeo. And
yeah.
And there's no reason that we can't, you know, be using the rodeo to attract other people in here to the recreational side of the North State.
One of the things that we've, you know, harped about for years is the promotion of the opportunities that are available, and we don't take, nobody talks about the guide service that we have, and mm-hmm. They've been endangered for the last many years because they don't get any support from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the hookups to the boats to get in. Then you've got the homeless issue up and down the sides of the Sacramento River and all those places where they're trying to bring these. And this is a big money operation. These guys come in, they spend a lot of money to come in for these guide services with steelhead, with salmon and all that thing. And it used to be a really big deal where we used to have a whole day where there was competition and awards and all those kind of things. The guide industry in this county has really suffered. Because they get no support from government or anybody else, it mm-hmm. seems like. So those are the things that bring the revenue in that could help with fun issues like how much is the city going to be working with the county on solving the homeless problem in Redding?
Well,
they got to get involved.
They have to, because when the guides have to whip the boats around to keep their passengers from having to watch people defecate in the river.
There you go.
It's
a big problem. Yeah. I know several
that's
of the
new,
guides.
That's a new definition of trout. Sea trout there.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. I mean, great accommodations, gourmet food, super people there working there. It's not a assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. And they have a new moderate income plan that you need to ask about. It doesn't mean anything is left out. It just means it's for people that may have more of a moderate income than others. So give them a call at 530-221-2121 today. Talk to Brian Martin. Get a personalized tour there. Get lunch. Find out why people at River Commons Senior Living worry less and smile more. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:20 in the morning. It's about 42 degrees out there. Is it going to rain today? Maybe.
Today's chance shows tonight.
Okay. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Excuse me. The robotic system. It means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
It means they don't have to crack your chest open.
Don't crack your chest open. They got the TAVR valve replacement. They've got so many things they're doing there. I mean, it's amazing. Casey Fatch comes on from Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's got something new they're doing. You know, now they've got all the, starting next year, going to have all those residents coming in, eight, and then eight a year, every year. So on for a three-year program that they go through their residency here. Wow.
Yeah, you know, if we could ever get to, and we're going in the opposite direction, but if we could get to the point where doctors could afford to be doctors and people could afford to pay for their services on a regular basis in this country. There's so much available, but unfortunately it's getting less and less available to more people.
Well, you know, last night I had to go out and run down a prescription for Linda because, like the rest of us, she was, afflicted by the Las Vegas crud or whoever it hit everybody.
I haven't talked to anybody from Vegas that didn't get it.
You brought up names that I didn't know had it.
Yeah.
And so everybody's got it. I'm not going to say which pharmacy it was because we had, you know, but It took me a while because I had to go from one pharmacy to another. One pharmacy closed, and they said, "Oh no, the other one can help you." Okay, so I did that, and it was going to be $80 because they were trying to. I was seeing my gut, you know, TRICARE, and I gave them my military ID, and it said the name of the pharmacy tech, a member of their team since 2022, and I went, So he was having a couple problems, and he said, "Well, this is." With that insurance, it's going to be $80. I went, okay, that's fine. I just need to get it. And then he fools around with it some more, and he goes, you know, I think I got it. And so then my insurance kicked in.
Yeah.
With insurance, $4.
I know.
$4.
But here's...
And now this is, my friends, this is not opiates. This isn't heavy-duty stuff. This is for the flu.
I have one prescription.
That was the difference.
Well, but I had one prescription one time for a salve. Dr. Crawford. I had a suspected, perhaps, cancer thing on my nose.
Yeah.
And he prescribed this salve, okay, mm-hmm. that you put on it, and if it's, you know, it'll all fester up, and it'll cure this thing and take it off your face rather than do surgery, okay? That tube of medicine, I mean, it was probably... Not any more salve than the tip of your little finger. I mean, you know, like that finger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a little teeny bit of salve.
Uh-huh.
And if I had not had insurance, it would have cost over $500.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, are you kidding me? Because when I went to pick it up, it was like $10 is what I paid for it. But the pharmacist said, do you know if you didn't have insurance, this would cost was over $500.
My gosh.
Yeah. Now, how does, obviously somebody that doesn't have insurance doesn't do that.
No.
I mean, not everybody has good drug insurance.
I have friends who have, you know, it's for catastrophic stuff. And it has a high deductible mm-hmm. on it. Got injured doing something nice for somebody, and you get punished for it, right?
Yeah.
Horse kicked her. She's out $3,000 out of her pocket before the insurance kicks in.
Yeah.
Or $3,000 or $4,000, and you know, just because the horse was feeling exuberant and did a happy buck kick.
Yeah.
But got her hand. And so she's still.
It's unfortunate because, I know a lot of people and just everyday people. I'm not talking, you know, homeless or anything like that. Just everyday people whose insurance just, I mean, you're great after you get onto Medicare. Then you're in pretty good shape.
Should we have some kind of Medicare for all, like the Obamacare?
No, absolutely not.
And why?
Well, because when you get to that point, you get like Canada as an example, where it's all free, right? Except try to get in to see a doctor or try to get surgery in a timely manner. There are people up there waiting for back surgery for years.
True.
Any kind of selective.
And you know what? The insurance is also, it's paid for. Out of your taxes and everything else.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're prepared to give up 60 to 65% of everything you make to the government.
But here's the deal, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is how I've been told that it works. If a doctor, it costs, let's say, $100 for a procedure, for him to make a profit and pay for the procedure, he has to bill him $100. Okay. Now, under Medicare, if he bills Medicare $100, he's going to get $25. I don't know whether you ever pay any attention to what they get reimbursed over what they charge. Okay, so in order for him to get his $100 back, he's got to bill him $1,000. And then he gets his $100 back. The federal government then turns around and says, anything you charge to Medicare, you've got to charge to everybody else. So for this $100 procedure, they're billing private insurance and private pay $1,000, just like they are Medicare. If the government would just pay the doctor what he's got in it and a little profit, all of our medical costs would drop.
Well, yeah, what about
is the one that told me about that.
What about pharmaceutical prices?
Well, Trump had an answer for that, too. He was going to make them, as you will recall, they were going to have to sell in the United States for the same price as they were charging in all the other countries where you can get medication made in the United States cheaper than you can get it here. And he was forcing all of those big companies to do that, and Biden did away with that when he got into office.
Okay, and I've got this. Okay, Liam, hop on there. Insulin.
Okay, insulin on average. And the American healthcare system is a broken system. Insulin, on average, costs a bottle 22 cents to make, and it retails for someone without insurance $160.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that.
It's disgusting, right?
Well, and that's one of the things that Trump took care of, and it was going to go down when he was in office. And he had all kinds of, because I really looked at this whole thing, because his major thing was these major drug companies. And he had it all figured out that they were not going to be able to sell anything. If they sold it in Europe for a dollar, they were to sell it in the United States for a dollar, or they weren't selling it. And he had a whole plan there, and Biden did away with it right after he got in office. So there are solutions, and they can be done rather quickly, but I don't know that you're ever going to elect anybody on either side that's going to care enough about those kind of nuts and bolts things, like the manufacturing. We weren't using any steel or anything that was not American-made. All of those contracts, I mean, so much was accomplished during those 4 years. Unfortunately, because we didn't have the Congress that would make it law, he did it all by executive order, and Biden has undone practically everything that he was able to do. And I don't know if we'll ever get enough true conservative politicians in office at one time to actually do the things that need to be done. After, and have been proven can be done very easily.
After this last election, everything had lined up, as far as I was concerned, that the Republicans should have taken back the House and the Senate and swept in, and yet somehow managed to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
They managed to do that, and it's the rhinos, and they do it every time.
Well, they threw up candidates that were not the best candidates.
Right.
And, I mean, as much as I admire Herschel Walker for being, a football player and putting his body into this thing and putting his mind into this thing, he was probably not the best candidate down there for this position, I think. And yet he was backed, and he wouldn't even been as close as he was if the governor's political machine had not gotten behind him.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't enough to push it over. So I think that the Republicans squandered a big chance they had this time over their choice of candidates. And you know what? The Democrats helped with that. They were putting millions of dollars into candidates who they wanted to see run that they knew didn't really have a big chance.
Well, but then when you've got the head of the Senate going around and putting money in opposition to everybody else, I mean, nobody wants to point the finger at McConnell, and I lay the bulk of the blame right on his shoulders because he went out of his way to spend money, good big money, in places that it didn't matter and would not support the candidates who could have made it.
I don't understand, frankly, what happened in Alaska with this. I guess it's kind of like they have here in California, where it's the jungle, the quote, the jungle primaries, where it's whoever gets the most
votes.
And you can get, and so you have Republicans, two Republicans running. And even though Murkowski there was opposed by the Alaska Republican Party, still won.
Yeah, but McConnell put a bunch of money into that race.
Yeah, behind her. Okay, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've had my hair cut for the last 15 years and going down there again very, very soon. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut in 15 years there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. If you give them a call, 530-244-9478, you won't be sorry. Like I said, it's man's last stronghold. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by one wiper blade. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with one wiper blade. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Carl's busy over there looking up something on his computer.
There's just so many weird things happening in the world right now. Anyway, welcome back. 8:35 in the morning here on the 8th of December. 41 degrees. It's dropped a degree.
Well, and it looks like it, you know, it's
a blankie on the horse.
Yeah.
Just today, you know, well, first of all, this is the first time you and I have been back together for a while.
Seems like
a month or something.
Well, it has been because
we've been gone for a couple of weeks and you were gone before that. And then,
I think we've only done one show since the beginning of October. The time flies when we're having fun, I understand.
Well, hey.
Let's jump back into, though, we were talking just a little bit about the election and the results of it and the fact that we didn't end up with the Senate. And I kind of have a scenario that I think maybe is going to work out this year, and I think we're better off that we didn't. From my point of view, we're better off that we did not capture the Senate, because then we would have ended up with McConnell, who is probably our biggest the biggest ally of the Democrats, because he'll make a deal at any time that is counterproductive to the benefit of the citizens of the United States. And he has repeatedly done so. I mean, he was the one that was behind the fact that Trump did not get rid of Obamacare. That was because of McConnell and all of the different things that have happened. McConnell could have made a big difference during the Trump administration, which he chose not to do. I think now you've got Manchin, who obviously is going to not be siding with the Democrats, in my opinion, for a time to come. And there's that other gal from Arizona that possibly is going to be paying attention and to the Republican Congress. And maybe we've got a better opportunity. We might actually end up with a 51-49 vote in favor of the Republicans and not have to put up with McConnell making deals.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
It's a scenario you could look for.
I don't know.
Well, hey, we'll wait and see.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're bringing up the bit about the election and the results and what happened and so forth. And over the Thanksgiving holiday, we had this conversation amongst the family. And you know, Frank, a good thing is that we're all kind of on the same side. But my brother brought up something that my dad used to say that I had completely forgotten about government and politics. Government and politics is nothing but a train on a track. They know what the final destination is. It's just a matter of how much throttle you put to the engine. And the only passengers on the train are the political elite from both sides.
It's called the swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. That's true. It is. And, you know, the whole thing is, you know, have we reached the spot where we need to really seriously consider term limits? I mean, the other thing.
That's not a solution.
Well, I don't know.
Didn't solve anything in the state of California. It just made us a one-party state.
Once again, the premise is they already know what the destination is. The train never leaves the track. That's the point.
Yeah.
Another thing my brother said was, you know, we're not young men anymore. We've got a very finite amount of time left. And of that finite time, there's even a smaller amount of time where we have decent mobility. Don't worry about this crap and live your life.
Well, that's, I would concur absolutely with that. I tell people all the time that, you know, you just got to do one day at a time, live each day, and the key word there being live.
And it doesn't mean you don't give up the fight, but you just can't let it dominate your world.
That's right.
I get one vote on certain days, and that's all I have. I try to talk to younger people. They give you that look like you're from Mars. It did not come off my phone. It didn't come across Twitter, so it can't be true.
Well, there you go.
You know what I would say on that one, Chris, is that's not true with every young person, because I've been running into a lot of young people lately that they're concerned, and they have, and they're not just totally bound up in Twitter and TikTok and all that
stuff.
They're not all in that anyway.
But the problem is, though, is the way they've got this thing set up now, if they come out and speak their mind, it's going to haunt them the rest of their lives, whether it's through Twitter or email or a text. It will haunt them forever.
Well, I see.
That's how they keep control.
Well, I understand what you're saying there. And I know that my granddaughter in some of her classes keeps her mouth shut.
Yeah.
As opposed to, she's a junior in college, and she knows that. She's learned how to play that game.
But that's not anything new. My son's in his 50s, and he had to do the same thing at Shasta College. In fact, he flunked a class out there from an environmental teacher that gave him, he was on the fire department out there. And so they said he missed too many classes, but it was because he argued with the guy all during the class, everything, and ended up having to take an extra class the next year. So, I mean, that's been going around for a long time that you can't argue.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, life's too short.
To get too wrapped around. You need to stay involved, but you can't let it rule your life, and it can't be an everyday thing. You can't live your life based on the politics.
Okay, for something positive, Mount Shasta Ski Park is opening up for Saturday. They have an estimated 3 feet more of snow coming in this week.
Wow.
So on Saturday, Mount Shasta Ski Park is going to open. It should make for some epic power runs to start the season off right, the ski park announced on its Facebook page. It's going to open up at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And so also is the Mount Ashland Ski Park ski area in Southern Oregon.
Nice.
And the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning on Thursday for the city of Mount Shasta and surrounding areas, and a winter storm watch for the weekend. So good.
Yeah, and remind everybody that the ice skating rink down at the city of Anderson, down on East Center Street, is open. It's open on weekends. You can go on the webpage for the city of Anderson.
Uh-huh.
And it's open on weekends. You rent your skates, and 45 minutes of $5 is a fire pit, food trucks.
I cannot ice skate.
Oh, but it's really
Linda can.
Yeah. I
you remember how they had those double ice skates?
Well, these are different skates than there are certain states skates that skate only on the surface because it's an artificial surface.
Oh, okay, I see.
And so you rent the skates there.
Okay,
I got
it.
I grew up ice skating, but I tend to be a little not so anxious to do those kinds of things anymore. I find it seems like a lot further way down and a whole lot harder to get back up. And you don't want to break anything because you don't heal as fast as you age as well.
So, I saw this older guy putting on the inline skates, and he had his knee protection, his elbow protection, and his head protection, right?
Yeah.
Which was good because he took like one step and his feet went higher than his head.
Oh, yeah.
Came down right on his back. They helped him up, and he took off all that stuff and left. Anyway, hey, yeah. Gene, good morning. What's
good
up?
Good morning. Carl, I forgot that I had a map of Pearl Harbor. And being yesterday, I've wanted to get it to you. And this map, it's an aerial map, and it was, this picture was taken by the Japanese squadron leader of the first wave to attack the ship's presence. The original picture found the 8th of November, 1945, in the Yokosuka Naval Facility south of Tokyo, Japan. And it's the aerial photo of the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Jap, and it was taken from a Japanese squadron leader.
Wow. And
I have seen a copy of that someplace, you know, where, yeah, they had all the ships lined up there. Oh, my, you know, it is a, wow, it is a very, very impactful photograph. And
right.
You have that? You have a copy of that?
I do.
Ooh.
And my friend was at Kinko's or someplace, and there was a former military high-ranking person that was trying to get this copied, and he wasn't familiar with the machine, and so she came over and helped him, and he gave her a copy of it.
Wow.
And so I was wondering, who do I get it to? And because and if you've seen it, then it's around. I didn't know if it was something that was.
Well, I don't know if it's the same one, but I have seen one of those before. I think Rob Burrows out at the Northern California Veterans Museum. I know would be really interested in it.
Okay. All right. And. The Veterans Museum.
Yeah, Northern California Veterans Museum and Historical Society. And he has a huge collection of all these different things, and I know he'd be interested in this.
Okay. They're in the process of building a big museum out on south of Anderson.
Yeah.
West Anderson Drive, I think.
All right. Well, I may... I'll try
if you need any help getting a hold of him, just give us a call here at the station, and we'll get
okay,
you together.
Okay, well, maybe if you could have someone get that information and then call me with that.
Okay, well, I tell you what, then okay. We'll take you off the air, and Liam will get your phone number.
Okay, great. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you, Gene. All right. I've seen that photo, and it's or a photo. I don't know if it's this photo, because I'm sure there were others, but... It's taken from the cockpit in front of the Japanese squadron commander, or at least from a Japanese plane, and it's got all the battleships lined up there.
We were a perfect target, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The huge mistake they made, and we've got to take a break now, of course, is the carriers weren't there, and they didn't hit the fuel farms and destroy all of the fuel farms out there, which would have taken years to rebuild. So,
right.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m., dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
too.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Patrick Gorman joins us, and we find out what's going on in the law field and all the different things that are happening in that. 8:51, today is the 8th of December, 41 degrees out there. It looks
looking like it's going to rain.
Yeah, it does. It's going to be raining maybe later tomorrow, but it sure looks like it could start any time. It's a winter warm. Winter storm warning, though, up in Mount Shasta.
Lots of snow in the higher elevations, 2,000 to 3,000 feet. A lot of chain requirements going to be happening up on 44 and, as you go up towards the Lassen Park and what have you. So pay attention and be sure that you're prepared for whatever you might hit if you leave town.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. How are you
Good morning.
Guys?
Good.
Good, because my knee has been giving me the devil, so I'm hoping for a good amount of rain and snow so we can hopefully get a little closer to breaking this drought.
That would be great, and it's coming. It's supposed to be the rest of the month is what they're forecasting.
Yeah, I'll just wander along looking like, as my mom and dad's generation used to call the old joke, hop along, Cassidy.
There you go.
Of course, I heard that one from Bugs Bunny when I was a little kid back in the 60s, but anyway, I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in because my dad was a Pearl Harbor survivor, and I went to the remembrance yesterday, and it was pretty good.
Was there a good turnout? I used to love that.
Yeah, well, they had a pretty good turnout. You'll never guess who I pouted with for a few minutes, but Art Winant's great-granddaughter.
Okay.
Well, anyway, to get to my point, I unfortunately earmarked this for her if she is interested in giving it to, like, the AP history courses at her old high school. But if not, I would like to be able to hang on to it and give a copy to Preston about a classic book that doesn't get a whole lot of respect these days. It's called At Dawn We Slept. It goes behind the scenes at Pearl Harbor. It's pretty thick, but like I said, this is the kind of stuff they just don't teach in school anymore.
That's exactly right.
Politically correct, and they're scared of upsetting folks. And as my mom and dad went to their grave, believing that we shouldn't have dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but when you consider the fact that if we hadn't and more swiftly concluded the war, you were looking at the prospect of at least 2 million American casualties invading the home islands.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and
one other little bit.
It's easy to rewrite history when you talk mm-hmm. about things like that, but they forget about, you know, the battles in Okinawa and everything that led up to that. And the mm-hmm.
And my dad was in the Bob Uecker seats and yeah. all of that after he had his front row seat at Pearl Harbor. So he said, if there's a way to do the war, it's better to be in the Bob Uecker seats than it is the front row. And if you've ever seen some of that stuff from Iwo Jima, the Bob Uecker seats were no picnic either.
No, no, they weren't. Okay.
All right.
As long as I've got you, let me get this plug in real quick of a book called 100,000 Bowls of Rice. I don't know who the author is, so you'll have to like Google it or something like that. But the Japanese high command, they were going to slaughter every last man, woman, and child in their POW camps in the event of an invasion of the home island and save themselves 100,000 bowls of rice a day.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Robert.
All right.
You bet.
Okay, thanks.
It's unfortunate that we're not teaching history to our children. The last time I read an account of Pearl Harbor in a history book with one of my grandchildren, I was absolutely appalled. It took up a paragraph and it was pretty much our fault.
Well, you know, there was,
it was amazing.
Now, it's going to be decades now, but they were at the Smithsonian. They had, they had the aircraft that had dropped the atomic bomb. And they were, and the history of what they were putting out, how we had, were the only people, or, you know, the only nation ever dropped, you know, nuclear weapons or atomic weapons. And, but it caused such a consternation back then that the director of that area of the, Smithsonian had to, retire, if I'm remembering all this right, because they didn't bring out the impact on if we had invaded Japan. You know, the cost of lives, not just American lives.
But just lives in general.
Lives in general of the Japanese people
yeah.
that would have, you know, that would have fought to the death. I mean, we're talking children and
oh.
you know, women, children, elderly, everybody, the amount of people killed. I mean, it was already, you know, it was in the millions. And, but then to then attack the main islands itself would have been a disaster. We would have won. But it would have cost so many lives, and yes,
and it would have gone on for so much longer. It needed
yeah.
to end, and it was unfortunately we just you know they
it should have ended after the first one, but it didn't.
Yeah,
they you know nope, we're going to fight on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
It's sad because our youth are not hearing that history. They're not understanding. They don't know. I mean, when you talk, you ask some questions about, okay, what was the Civil War about? What was the, you know, the 1812 war? They don't have a clue what you're talking about. They don't know anything beyond World War II or before that, and they know very little about World War II.
Yeah.
So it's the World War I, all of
well,
the previous, that's not in the history.
Ask them about 9/11.
Well, exactly.
And, you know, but, you know, but that's not being fair. We've lived through all that. And they have not. And what, you know, as much as we hate to think of this, is the world has moved on.
But there's no reason, Carl, not to tell them how we got there. When you were in school, you learned about, I mean, we all heard the song about Columbus and the Mayflower and the Pinta and the Santa Maria and you know, the whole story of the history of how this world started. There's thousands of books out there recording in all kinds of different manners all the history of how we got where we're at. Now, all of a sudden, we're not doing libraries anymore, books. That's not the key thing. You go to a library, what's everybody's on a computer. Everybody's getting books on tape. Everybody's, you know, the written word, actual book content that isn't being changed and brought up to date on a regular basis, our children are not exposed to that. And so they're not getting an education of learning the things that made us what we are today, and that has to go clear back to the start founding of the United States. Now they're not going to teach them anything in history class before World War II. How in the world are they supposed to know about this country and the world they live in?
They don't.
Well, it's, yeah. it's Yes.
Did you get, how much American history did you get, Liam?
Quite a bit. Whoa, my mic's hot. Quite a bit, actually. You know, I know about Franz Ferdinand, which catapulted us into the First World War,
mm-hmm.
and how Germany was blamed for the First World War, even though it was kind of just a tinderbox, and how that led to Germany kind of hating the rest of the world because they felt like they were bearing the brunt of repercussions for the First World War. And
which began the Second World
which
War.
Which began the Second World War, and yeah. how, you know, Japan wanted to get their little chunk of the world pie, and so they decided to attack America.
Because we cut them off from the oil.
Exactly, and so...
To keep them from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know, because the history books that I've seen are appalling.
Well,
what our children are learning.
I kind of, but then I go back and I ask somebody who's just there. And so at least he's got a good grasp of,
yeah.
of history
yeah,
on what was there.
Good.
Okay, we've got to run tomorrow, Patrick Gorman. And everybody be safe and careful out there and watch the weather. And God bless America.